Please welcome Rocky Ross.
So I'm doing a character point of view. So give me a moment to get into character. I was walking my dog, Twinkle. Twinkle is such an adorable dog. A little tiny thing. Let me give you a mental picture of Twinkle. Twinkle is a combination breed, sort of a mix between a bath mat and bedroom slipper. I love her, she is adorable. So I'm walking my dog Twinkle, and Twinkle is sniffing here and there. And I have a 10 second sniff limit. 10 seconds of sniff, they don't perform, we're moving on. I don't have all day, yes? So I'm looking at Twinkle and she's sniffing in the bushes. Too long. And I look in the bushes. And in the bushes is a dead cat. A big black dead cat is in the bushes. And I pull Twinkle because I'm not good with dead. I once sprained my Achilles tendon running away from a dead moth that fell in my rigatoni. I am not good with dead. So I pull Twinkle and we continue on our walk. And I push the image out of my mind. I just push it out like I push out how many calories there are in a venti caramel macchiato. Mm-hmm. You know, 410, did you know that? Yeah. So that's not a good thing. We keep on walking. And on the community bulletin board, I see a sign that says, lost cat. And there's a picture of the black cat. And the sign says, if anyone finds Mr. Binky. Mr. Binky! This is a person who loves their cat, no? If anyone finds Mr. Binky, please call this number. Good news or bad news, I don't care. It specifies. Good news or bad news, I don't care. And I think to myself, I love my pet so much, I would want to know my pet wasn't suffering, that my precious Twinkle was playing with her squeaky toy in doggy heaven. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to know? Yes? Okay. So I take down the number and I go home and I tell my husband. And he's a wonderful husband. We've been married 29 years. 29 years. I would recommend him. If I were to review him on Yelp, I'd give him 5 stars. 5 stars. But my husband happens to live on a road called, it's a not my problem road. If you don't know that road, it's around the corner from, it's a none of my business lane. And he says to me, Pirueta, that is my name, Pirueta. Pirueta, give me that number. I'm going to put it in the circular file where I put all your restoration hardware catalogs. You know that thing is huge. Never read it. So I say, I have to call this man. He says, Pirueta, do you know why they always say, don't shoot the messenger? Do you know why? Because they always shoot the messenger. And I said, I don't care. I happen to live on a road called Extra Mile Boulevard. And I have to do my duty as an American pet lover and call this person and tell him that his precious Mr. Binky is not suffering. And so, I dial my rotary phone and I hear the voice of a little old man answers, hello. And I say, but I should have started the conversation differently, I'll admit that, because I said, I found Mr. Binky.
Oh no.
And I'm telling you, the joy in this man's voice, you found Mr. Binky. I knew someone
Why, Mr. Pink, you don't know how much this means to me. My wife died 10 years ago, and Mr. Pinky is my only living relative. The only living relative, I think. Here's my chance. I tell him, say that sentence again, just take out the word living. I don't do that. I'm not a cruel person, I don't do that. And then the older man, he asked me, how is Mr. Pinky? And he's sleeping, and he's happy. Not a complete liar, right? And then he says, okay, give me your address. I'm coming over. And then I give him the address, we hang up, and my husband, who's been listening, he said, Pirueta, why didn't you tell him Mr. Pinky was dead? And I see, I couldn't do it over the phone. I have to tell him in person. It's not something you could do over the phone. He says, mind your own business. They always shoot the messenger. And I say, I don't care. And I take Twinkle and we go outside. And we wait together in front. In a little while, I see an old man, an old Volvo, driving up the road. And he stops right in front of me. And he gets out and he's so happy. He's made cookies. He said, I made these this morning. And he gives me a hug. And he says, do you know why we call him Mr. Binky? Of course, we don't know, but we called him Mr. Binky because when he was a little kitty, we used to put the Binky in his mouth. And I said, don't tell me, please. I don't want to know. And then the old man, he starts towards the house. And I say, Mr. Binky isn't in the house. Not in the house? I said, no, follow me. And he says, he's outside. I say, yes. He says, well, how can you be sure he's still there? And I say, you just have to trust me on this. And so, of course, Twinkle remember where she smelled Mr. Binky, and she leads me over, and I point, and there's Mr. Binky, and he's dead. In the bushes. And the old man, Mr. Binky's daddy, was not happy. He said, how could you not tell me? You got my hopes up, and how could you not tell me? And I said, oh, I'm so, so sorry. I was on my way to telling you. I told you he was sleeping. I just couldn't get there. I'm so sorry. But isn't it better that you know that your pet isn't suffering, and wherever he is, he's a happy? And I see the tears well up in his eyes. And he bends down and looks. And then he turns to me and he says, that's not Mr. Binky. That's not even a cat. That's a raccoon. And I'll admit, I got a little defensive. I said, what am I, a veterinarian? It's a pink, it's a black, it's a dead, it's in the bushes. What do I know? What to say. I said, don't shoot the messenger. And then I said, I'm sorry, I got your hopes up. And then I let them down. And then I confused them. I didn't know what to do. I gave him back his cookies. Do you know what he did? He took the cookies, got in the car, and we didn't even say thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, the moral of this story is, if you see a dead cat in the bushes, make sure it's a cat. Make sure it's dead. And then now mind your own business. Thank you. Thank you for letting me.